Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here with Saints quarterback Drew Brees. And Drew, let's talk about, first of all, we've met after each of these games, and you've talked about this offense not really having that breakout game that, you know, where you guys really put it all together and you guys go out against, you know, the top, if not one of the top, if not the top defenses in football, and put on an offensive performance.
Yeah. I don't know if we expected this game to be 48-46, you know. But I certainly felt like offensively we had not played our best football. And if we could put it all together, that we could have a performance like this, you know, against even one of the best defenses in the league, in the Niners. Man, everybody was involved today. It got up to a fast start. You love starts like that, right? I think four touchdowns in the first four drives. You know, there still was a few opportunities I feel like we left out there, and obviously that makes a difference in a game like this. But this is more like it, right? Now, even though the result was not what we wanted, we can build on this.
It's the number two defensive line in football. 45 sacks coming into this game, have been really good all year. You don't get sacked in this one. Tron Armstead's able to play in this game. He battles throughout. Talk about your offensive line and kind of the opportunity that they gave this offense to score some points.
Listen, they did a phenomenal job. You know, it was scary watching tape this week on what that D-line was doing to other teams, you know, with the number of sacks and pressures and just devouring the pocket, you know. And I felt like our guys did a great job today. And there's quite a few five-man rush scenarios, lots of games being run up front with the D-line. Felt like our guys handled them really, really well. And listen, guys were getting open down the field, so we were able to get the ball into playmakers' hands quickly and put together some good drives to wear them down.
I know there's always a lot of discussion during the year about situational football and understanding the situations that you're in, and you look at their last drive, a fourth and two. It's a missed tackle or a missed dive at a ball, and then a penalty that totally changes the outcome of this football game. And when you have young players on the field, when you have young guys, how are moments like these kind of places where they can grow as you guys look to make a run at a bigger game than this one?
Yeah. Listen, you always talk about understanding what it means to win, right, and what is playing winning football. And you got to be in situations like this in order to grow and learn. And so, man, I'm confident that, you know, we're being hardened, we're being battle tested, you know, by being able to play in games like this against great opponents. And I feel like these moments will serve us well down the road.
You guys, have you heard anything from Jared Cook? I know two touchdowns in the first quarter, and obviously was going to be a big part of this game plan. And then he's unable to come back in. Have you gotten a chance to talk to Jared?
Yeah, I did. You know, he sounded good after the game, as far as just, you know, concussive symptoms, and that's why he was held out, you know, after that hit, but was you know, sounded like, you know, he was going to be good to go, but we'll see.
Good. Sounds good. Drew, good luck next week. Thanks for talking to us, and stay healthy, bud.
Thanks, buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.